Hello and welcome once again to The Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V, here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Friday of the 18th week in Ordinary Time, August 7th, 2026. And our passage for reflection today comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew, where Matthew writes, "Jesus said to his disciples, 'Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it.'" There is a quiet fear that lives within every human heart. It whispers, "If I let go, what will become of me? If I surrender, will there be anything left?" We spend much of our lives trying to preserve ourselves, our reputation, our comfort, our security, our plans. We hold tightly because we believe that control is the path to peace. Yet Jesus offers a teaching that seems to turn the whole world upside down. "Whoever wishes to come after me," he says, "must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." This is not a call to self-hatred or to erase our personality. Jesus is inviting us to let go of the false self, the self built on fear, ego, and the endless need to prove itself. False self constantly asks, "How do I protect myself? How do I get what I want? How do I make sure that I matter?" The true self asks only one question: "Lord, where are you leading me?" Contemplative spirituality teaches us that much of the spiritual life is not adding something new, but removing what hides God already dwelling within us. Like a sculptor chiseling away marble, God gently removes our attachments, illusions, and fears so that Christ may be revealed. The cross is not simply suffering. Everyone suffers. The cross is consenting to love when love costs something. It is forgiving when resentment feels easier, remaining faithful when discouragement says, "Give up," choosing humility when pride demands recognition, listening instead of defending, trusting instead of controlling. These little deaths happen every day. They rarely make headlines, but heaven notices them all. A young woman once visited an elderly monk and asked, "Father, when will I finally become holy?" The old monk smiled and pointed towards the monastery garden. "There was once a seed that prayed every day to become a great tree," he said. "It begged God for strength, wisdom, and beauty, but nothing happened until the day the seed finally cracked open. It thought it was dying. Truth, it was only then that life began." The woman sat quietly. The monk added softly, "Most of us ask God to make us into trees. While praying, he never lets the shell break." Isn't that our experience too? Pray for deeper faith, but we resist uncertainty. We pray for compassion, but avoid difficult people. We pray for peace, yet cling to control. We pray for resurrection while fearing every little death. Jesus never promises that following him will preserve the life we've constructed. He promises something infinitely greater. He will give us the life we were created to live. This is the paradox at the center of Christianity. Tightly we grasp ourselves, the smaller we become. The more freely we give ourselves away in love, the larger our soul becomes. Saints are not extraordinary because they accomplished impressive things. They are extraordinary because they stopped protecting themselves. They became transparent to Christ. Contemplative prayer, we practice this very surrender. We sit quietly before God without trying to accomplish anything. We release our thoughts, our agendas, even our need to feel God's presence. Discover that God's love does not depend on our performance. We learn that the anxious self is a beloved child, already held by the Father. That discovery changes everything. When taking up the cross is no longer grim determination, it becomes joyful trust. For we know that every surrender places us more deeply into the hands of love itself. Today, notice one place where you are clinging tightly, to being right, to being appreciated, to a plan, a fear, a hurt, or an expectation. Instead of asking God to remove the cross, ask Him for the grace to carry it with love. Then quietly pray throughout the day, Jesus, teach me to love only what keeps me from finding you. You may discover that what feels like dying is actually the beginning of a deeper life. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you never ask me to surrender anything without promising something infinitely greater in return. Give me the courage to loosen my grip on everything that keeps me from following you wholeheartedly. I cling to comfort, teach me trust. When I cling to control, teach me surrender. When I cling to myself, teach me love. May every small cross I carry unite me more closely with your own. Strip away whatever is false within me, so that the true life you have planted in my heart may flourish. Help me now to believe that nothing surrendered into your hands is ever truly lost. For in losing my life for your sake, may I finally discover the life you created me to live. Amen. If you found a moment of grace in this reflection today, I invite you to share this reflection with your friends and family, and invite them as well to join us here each day in my hermitage, when we take a look at a passage from Scripture and break open its deeper meaning and apply it to our lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.